Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Drop of the week. We do it normally in the 9 o'clock hour. Still a little bit right now. Seltzer, you say we got a lot this week.
We got 2 weeks, yeah. So because both of us, I think, were off last Friday, so we've got 2 weeks worth. So
let's crank it up. Drop of the week, part one.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
By the way, if you missed it last night, Sixers in the second round drafted Johnny Broom. Jani Broom, who led his team to the Final Four, was one of the more accomplished players this past year in college hoops. Now he's a 5-year player, so he had that advantage of age. But projects to probably be a backup big guy for the Sixers, so we'll see. And, you know, power forward or center, we'll find out that as well. 6'9". So not your classic size, but sometimes you don't need classic size. I mean, you know, there's all sorts of teams to play with smaller units. So maybe he serves that role. We shall see. We'll get to some audio up ahead on Broom and some Edgecomb stuff because he was interviewed last night by ESPN as well. All right, Seltzer, drop of the week, part one. What are we looking at?
Yeah, look, we are equal opportunity here. You know, we have called out the many.
He's the two.
Camera squeaks that have happened. Yeah. This time, tough for me. This was a squeak.
James, is it on the table?
Yeah, I think it is. I think the issue.
Let's hear it. I think it is. Let's hear it again.
Yeah, I think it is. I think the issue.
It's bad. It's bad.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's bad.
I like it. Yeah. Oh, it makes me happy.
I know, right? You know. Hey, equal opportunity. Whoever it is, you're getting drop of the week. All right, let's keep it rolling.
And Jody, yours aren't normally the squeaks. Yours are normally like the guttural, like something's phlegm. Phlegm in there.
I don't squeak.
No.
You gurgle.
You gurgle, yeah. All right, keep rolling, James.
All right, Devin. One of two. I hate to do it to you. This might be the least bad of the two, but Devin didn't know what we were talking about here.
So if I said to a teacher in front of the whole class, if you act like an A to me, why shouldn't I act like an A to you?
You should have been expelled. Catholic school, right?
No, maybe not. I'm not going to divulge the school. I'm just saying, James Seltzer, did I in fact call him that word?
I don't know what word you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I didn't want to ask and get made fun of.
No, I know. I was joking, like, Devin. I know exactly what he's talking
what
about.
Word? What else could it possibly
what
be
word?
That
starts with an A?
It ends with an
joking.
E. Ends with an E.
Come on.
You're it ends sure? with whole.
You can say that. I thought you could say. Okay. The excitement I got when I thought James was being
so
serious.
I'm so sorry. And I definitely didn't mean to rope-a-dope you.
I'm like, how do I recover from this? I never will.
Yeah. I still don't know. Did I or did I not call that teacher that?
I hope not.
Because I put it in an if proposition. Yeah. If this, then that.
If you keep the hole off, I think it can be okay. But...
All right.
Your whole thing reminded me of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Sure. A little Spicoli action.
With Spicoli,
for
sure.
Absolutely.
Spicoli and the camera.
Same vibe.
There are comparisons to be made.
Never thought that comparison would get made.
No.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Our guy, John Ritchie. Ross Tucker throwing out the first pitch at a Reading game. Not super confident with it. Decided to ask for some advice, and not only did John Ritchie give the worst advice for throwing a first pitch, this might be the worst advice ever given.
Switch arms, man. I switched throwing arms when I was 30. I had to switch. I was taught to throw righty by my dad, who didn't seem to notice that I write with my left hand and kick with my left foot and brush my teeth with my left. Yeah, I did everything with my left hand. My dad brought home the glove that covered my left hand for baseball.
So, John,
so that was troubling.
Your advice is for me, for the first time I'm ever doing this in front of 8,000 people in Reading, you want me to throw it left-handed?
You could practice.
That's your advice?
You could practice in advance.
I mean,
what is that?
What is that? Yeah. I mean, honestly, one of the crazier things John has ever said.
Correct.
John wanted to tell the story about how his dad made him a righty.
I think you're
and
right.
And he had to work it in somehow. Yeah. So if it brought poor Russ Tucker down, sorry about that, Russ.
I'm with you, man.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, still, like Hermione Granger, the name has been said so many times on this show over the years.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Still can't get it.
I don't even know how to say one of their names, but they are the biggest this century and maybe the biggest of all time. Harry, Ron, and I'm going to give it a shot. Hermione. How do you say it?
Hermione.
I'm not good at it. I mean, I don't know what else to
tell you. Oh, really? Yeah, guess what? It happened again, like, 5 minutes later.
Good morning, Hermione. How are you, sir?
I thought he's talking to me.
Don't you mean Hermione?
Let me try it again. Hold on. Trying to get from Harry Potter. Hermione?
It's really unbelievable.
Well, it's such a weird name. I mean, Hermione. No, I just phonetically wrote it down, so I think I got it because I'm reading it. Hermione. But, like, if I didn't have it written down in front of me, I would never know it.
We know.
I would never know it.
It's amazing.
Disappointing.
We came upon a nickname this week that I threw out that I think has some potential lasting implications here. The debut of the Horny Hammer.
I love my family.
Okay, that's great.
My favorite things. And is Alicia includable?
Yeah,
sure.
That's fine.
You're just going to leave it there. Okay.
Very broad.
Yeah. I got you. Because I thought you were about to say something else. But then
You pulled
back.
What? What were you thinking?
Yeah.
Horny Hammer?
The Horny Hammer.
So good. Lean back. You got the lean backs?
Lean back. Lean back. Lean back.
All right. Good morning, everyone. We got Times Yours up ahead. More phone calls. How did that go from the sound of the music? These are five of my favorite things. These are my favorite things to lean back. Mac, man, you got a mischievous grin on your face right now.
A circuitous route it took to get there.
Circuitous.
But interesting just to say.
Circuitous there.
Thank you for putting it in a different direction just so we can move on. I mean, Seltzer, come on. You're killing me, man.
All right. Two more, and then we'll save the rest for later. Two more. One with a surprise. So here's the first. Joe, you screwed up Tom and Jerry.
How about Tom and Jerry? I'm just going to a default.
I appreciate the call. I don't think it's a great answer. I mean, not really. Not really. 215-592-94. I don't know. I'm trying to.
He was robbed.
No, other than being different species, I don't really see much.
So what is it? One is a rat or a mouse? What are they?
Are you serious?
What are they?
A cat and a mouse.
Cat and a mouse?
Really? Are you serious?
No, I wasn't.
What is wrong with you?
What would you think it would be? Like a cat and a mouse. Like, that sounds big, right?
Thought, you know? Hold on. Tom and Jerry was a rat and a mouse.
Well, I was trying to figure. No, it's, well.
Not great, Joe. Not your best moment. Here's the funny thing. We're adding in something that is not played on the station yet this week because our buddies Jevin and Tyler decided to do a tiny little bit about the Tom and Jerry thing. Here's Jevin and Tyler.
Coming this summer to Joe D TV's new Hanna-Barbera cartoon lineup. Introducing Tom and Jerry. Those two lovable rats are here. One is a micro-sized rat named Jerry, and the other is a giant cat-sized rat named Tom. You know, because people name their pet rats Tom, you know, like Tom Rat. They'll be doing the things we know all rats do, like chasing each other around the house. Occasionally, they'll run into a rat's biggest enemy, Spike, the family bear. You know how people name their pet bears Spike, right? When these three get together, you can be sure hijinks will ensue. Move over, Ratatouille. Tune in this summer for the debut of what will surely be everyone's favorite rats, Tom and Jerry.
Oh, come on. Come on now. He's got taking a whack at me. Oh, I love Jevin and Tyler. They do great work. I mean, listen, I got confused. I just didn't remember. It's not even got confused. I just didn't remember. I mean, it's been so long since I've seen Tom and Jerry. But I guess I should have known. I mean, I guess that makes sense. But we always love when Jevin and Tyler put something together. All right. So what advances to the finals in the 9 o'clock
hour? It's a great question. The Devin A is pretty good. I think the lean back, probably the lean back, right?
The Horny Hammer.
Yeah, I think the Horny Hammer thing with the lean back, right?
Yeah.
It's a little, yeah. little outrageous.
A little risque?
But if you
would
want
you
to
rather
advance,
go with the
no,
the
it can
the
advance.
Hole.
It can, the hole's pretty good, too.
I know, it really is.
It ends with hole!
So funny.
Come on, man.
If I'm asked, I'm staying away from Horny Hammer.
Fair enough. All right, well, we'll have Horny Hammer advance, but I feel a little weird about it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.